Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texture rates. Darn, Tara, I thought you were going to say that Mama Bear ate the people messing with her cubs. People do anything for a selfie, I swear. All right, texture rates. Tara, isn't it funny how when LA, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass's home was broken into early Sunday, she expressed gratitude to the same police she and her party wanted to defund. I wish they had drugged their feet in getting there. I know. Texture rates. Hey, Tara, I visited Jewish relatives in Delaware recently, and I guess that's Delaware recently, and they complained about illegal immigration, inflation, and anti-Semitism. Yet they won't vote for Trump because they think he wants to be king. Oh, my Lord. Go ahead and vote for the party that's having half the country censored by the FBI. That's much safer there. And don't vote for the party that's never censored anybody. Go ahead, vote for the party that made up Russia collusion. Where is this coming from, by the way? Have you heard Hillary Clinton's latest? This is incredible. Keep in mind, we're just a couple of weeks off the bloodbath comment where they were so incensed, the Democrats were, that Trump would use a word like bloodbath, which insinuates killing, right? You remember what Trump was talking about? He wasn't talking about people. He was correctly using the term bloodbath as an economic term, as in Biden is deliberately creating a bloodbath for the auto industry because he intends to push EV production to China. And if you look it up, Merriam-Webster, bloodbath is actually an economic term used to describe, you know, system-wide, industry-wide chaos and carnage financially. So he was correctly using the term. So the Democrats pretended, bloodbath, that's like killing. That's like, we know he means killing. Oh no, we're so scared. Oh no, you can't talk like that. And now here comes Hillary Clinton using the actual term kill. Not even bloodbath, kill. Anybody incensed? She's lying too, by the way. There's a lot of irony in this. Here was Hillary over the weekend.
You know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition.
She's projecting. Now, that's what she'd like to do. Oh, this is total projection here anyway.
Because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know.
Wait, hold on. Isn't this what they're doing to Trump right now?
Imprison his opposition.
Yeah. See, I don't see it going the other way. We've not tried to do this to them.
Drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance.
Wait. Drive journalists into exile. What party did that? Oh, I know. The one where the FBI built the backdoor in Twitter so they could what? Take down the accounts of journalists? Oh, I know. The party that spied on Tucker Carlson's personal text messages. Yeah, and released them to the media. There's only one party that's disappeared journalists. By that, in America, I don't mean physically yet disappeared them. I mean censored them, disappeared them, took away their voice, shut down their accounts. That's the Democrat Party.
Drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
No, that's what she really wants. But folks, as that editor at NPR, Yuri Berliner, admitted last week, he said, but part of the reason he was so upset at NPR for all their lies, he said, listen, we lied to you about Russia collusion. And then when we realized, hey, Hillary made it up, we never corrected the record. I thought it was remarkable of him to admit Hillary made up Russia collusion. She did. So when she says, oh, you, this is that old canard. Oh, you could tell by looking at Trump when he's with Putin. Oh, well, you know how I could tell Hillary? I can tell by the CIA's own handwritten notes from John Brennan when he was the head of the CIA, when he had to go to the White House and warn them, hey, Hillary's made this whole thing up about Russia and Russia's found out about it and they're pissed. It's fake, though. There's no Russia collusion. It's just Hillary making it up.
You know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile.
Democrat Party is currently doing two of those three things. They just haven't worked their way up to the first one yet. Drive journalists into exile. Yes, they cancel them with their censorship. This is total projection on her part. So where's the outrage? Because when Trump correctly used the term bloodbath as an economic term, correctly describing what Joe Biden is in the process of doing to the American auto industry. By the way, the Chinese are building plants already down in Mexico to make our EVs for, you know, after the Democrats deliberately collapse our auto industry. By not making them, by not allowing them to make cars they can sell, combustion engine cars. Yeah, it's a bloodbath. They were, do you remember this? Just only 2 weeks ago, they were beside themselves. Oh, they were clutching their pearls. Oh, bloodbath, that connotes violence. That's almost like killing. And here she is. Yeah, he wants to kill him. She's using the term kill. They don't even care. They don't even care. Texter writes, Hillary sold uranium to Putin. She did. Texter writes, wasn't it Obama that told Medvedev he'd have more leeway after the election? Tell Vlad, yeah. Hillary was the reset button, remember? Texter writes about the bears in Asheville and those morons. You know, you got the, if you haven't seen the video yet, truly the part where, and you could hear the bear squeal in pain, she drops the bear. She's holding the bear, jumping up and down. She's so excited she's going to get the best selfie ever. The bear bites her. I say good for the bear, and she drops it. This is a little baby bear. The bear has not gotten big yet because they've just emerged. It's like early spring, right? And you could hear it screech in pain, and then she chases it. She chases it. It's trying to get away from her. And people are yelling because this is an apartment complex. They're like, you know, they're like yelling from their porches, hey, stop, leave it alone. She can't do it. Some dumb people in this world. And unfortunately, they vote. Texter writes, Democrats always accuse others of exactly what they are doing. Yes. And you know what? Hillary is saying, Hillary knows she made up Russia collusion. Hillary knows that Obama knows and the FBI knows and the CIA knows and half the country knows she made up Russia collusion. But she keeps saying this stuff because she knows the left is so lied to, spun around, hosed and hoaxed that she thinks they'll believe it. Now, why would Hillary say this right now? Why would Hillary say this right next to PAC lies? But why would she say it?
Called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, Trump with Putin. And Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition.
Why is she saying this right now? Okay. She still harbors rage at Trump because this was supposed to be her election. She's supposed to be the president. Right? Why is she saying this now? Trump wants to kill his opposition because she knows the jury's trial is starting today. What she's saying, and her primary target here is the friends and family of these jurors who are hardcore liberals. 86% of the jury pool voted for Joe Biden. That's how left-wing that area is of New York. What is she saying? She's talking to the friends and the family who we know are trying to influence them. We've already had that one nurse drop off the jury. She said, listen, all my friends and family, they're all influencing me. They're sending me texts. Why? You know what they're doing? What she's saying is they're telling me to convict him. We haven't even started yet. They're telling me, oh, you got to get this guy. Why? Because he wants to kill his opposition. Hillary is talking to the family and the friends of these jurors so that when they come home at night, when they get a text, you got to stop this guy. He wants to kill us all. That's just silly. That's just ridiculous. Again, there's only one party that has silenced journalists in violation of the constitutional law in this country. There's only one party trying to jail its opposition, and that is the Democrat Party.
Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition.
Yeah, that is, I think she does it this week, and that is entirely meant for the consumption of everyone around these jurors. So you know what it is? You know what the point is? The evidence is a joke. Even the CNN legal analyst admits the whole thing is a joke, right? She needs them to disregard the evidence and say, listen, I got to stop this guy. He wants to kill people like me. Well, what's your evidence? Hillary? Look, it's right here from this text. I mean, this is fascinating to me. Who says they met with Jewish friends over the weekend. They're horrified by the anti-Semitism of the left. They're horrified by the inflation, the illegal immigration, but they have to vote for Biden because Trump wants to be a dictator. How do you even know he thinks that way? I mean, it's so strange. Yeah, so go for the anti-Semites. Yeah, go for them. Yeah, you'll be better off with them. Sure. Did you see what happened at Yale this weekend? Jewish student peacefully protesting was stabbed in the eye by a pro-terrorist protester carrying one of those little Palestinian flags. Stabbed in the eye. Well, so the person who stabbed her was arrested, right? Campus police said they couldn't do anything. Folks, I saw days, I swear. We've been here, folks. That's all I'm going to say. We've been here before. You can read about when we were here before in a history book. And it did not work out very well at all. Nope, didn't work out at all.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
So, helping you celebrate Earth Day today, because Earth Day is a big crack. When Earth Day was launched in 1970, they had not yet perfected the global warming lie, and they were telling everyone that actually, if we continued using fossil fuels and we didn't give Democrats complete control over our lives and our fossil fuel use, that we would all freeze. We were going to freeze to death. It could be global cooling. Then somebody flipped the script, and it went to global warming. So every year, I like to pull this article out. I keep a copy of it. I can remember talking about it the first year I did talk radio. I can't believe it's still up on the internet. You could probably find it yourself. It's an Associated Press article. An Associated Press article from 1989, June 24th, 1989, to be specific. And it said that if we didn't immediately act, global warming was going to burn the world up in 10 years. We had 10 years. What year was this again? 1989. It's a hilarious read in retrospect. And I did this one other time this morning, and I did it on purpose when the kids were in the car, because I know they're going to go to school today on Earth Day, and they're going to get plumb full of global warming lies today. And look, I try to tell them, look, your teachers, they will lie to you about global warming. They will not realize they're doing it. A lot of them are. They just, you know, they're just doing the lesson plan for today, whatever. But I wanted to show the kid that it's not real. And they've been telling these lies and recycling these lies for a long time. So I thought we'd read this because it's just funny in retrospect. This is 1989, June 24th, 1989, Associated Press article. You can Google it and it'll still come up. Like I said, I can't believe they haven't pulled it down. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. By the year 2000. Huh. Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco refugees. Didn't happen. Threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York Office of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP. He said governments have a 10-year window just to the year 2000 to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Cool. We are now 24 years past that window. As we report this morning that the Arctic ice sheet is the largest it has been in 5,000 years. Why? It is getting cooler. That is why. Coastal flooding, crop failures. Any of that happen? No. He said governments have a 10-year window to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise by 3 feet. 3 feet in 10 years. Did it happen? No. And it's not going to happen 10 years from now either, because it's still as big of a lie as it was then. Enough to cover, listen to this, ocean levels will rise by up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations. Maldives, okay. They're okay. Okay, good. They're okay. So the ocean did not rise. No. In fact, Barack Obama is living on the ocean in his Martha's Vineyard mansion because the ocean didn't rise. According to this, parts of Florida, large parts of Florida are supposed to be underwater. No, that didn't happen. No. Okay, how about this? Coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh supposed to flood. Did that happen? No. Displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. This is funny. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply. That didn't happen either. That's according to the UN and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, you can believe those people, right? Ecological refugees will be a major concern. And what's worse is you may find that people can move to drier ground, but the soils and natural resources may not support life. Africa doesn't have to worry about land, but would you want to live in the Sahara? This is ridiculous. They're still slinging the same crap today, 24 years after it was supposed to happen. The UN estimates it will cost the United States at least $100 billion to protect its East Coast alone. We only had 10 years to do it. Good thing we didn't spend it. Shifting climate patterns would bring back the 1930s Dust Bowl conditions to Canadian and U.S. wheatlands. Did that happen? No, because it's lies. It's all lies. While Soviet Union could reap bumper crops if it adapts its agriculture in time. All this is supposed to happen because of excess carbon dioxide pouring into the atmosphere because of humanity's use of fossil fuels and burning of rainforests. The atmosphere is retaining more heat than it radiates, much like a greenhouse. God, this is so much fun. Because none of it happened. And you know what, folks? They just kept saying 10 years from now, 10 years, 24 years have passed since the deadline. So this is a 1989 Associated Press article. And I told parents, I said, email me at tara@odyssey.com. I'll go through after the show. Everybody who wants the link, I will send it to you if you can't find it online. Show this to your kids. And I said, turn the radio up, make your kids listen to this because they're going to get inundated with this. This will be a great life lesson for them today. They will go in and they will see teachers they like and maybe love lie to them about climate change today. Why? How do I know that? Because my kids have been in Greenville County Schools for a long time. Almost every single class, they have climate propaganda and it's all a lie. And a lot of these teachers, I think, aren't super savvy. It's not that they're cruel or mean or trying to delude your child. I think they're just not savvy themselves and they just repeat whatever the curricula is. So that by the time you graduate from Greenville County Schools, every single year you've had it hammered into your head. I mean, my daughter, first day of Spanish class this year. What was it about? Spanish? Ha! No, climate change. It was about climate change. I actually had a teacher text me about that earlier. She said, yeah, I know that Spanish lesson. It does actually have climate change in it for day one. She's like, I just skipped it. Good for you. Let's keep going so we can laugh. Because after all, we got to celebrate Earth Day, right? The most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature will rise 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. Well, good. It's been 30 years. Did that happen? No, it didn't. Let's keep going. The difference might seem slight, but the planet is only 9 degrees warmer now than during the 8,000-year ice age that ended 10,000 years ago. Brown said, if the warming trend continues, the question is, will we be able to reverse the process in time? We can say that within the next 10 years, given the present loads that the atmosphere has to bear, we have an opportunity to start the stabilizing process. But if the 10 years pass, man, we are screwed. Well, the 10 years passed. And nothing happened. Folks, these are the people who brought you the Russia hoax. These are the people who brought you the plandemic. This was their original hoax. This was their original hoax. And it's as much of a crock today as it was on the day the Associated Press wrote this trash. In June of 1989, with the world coming to an end catastrophically by the year 2000. Okay, so celebrating Earth Day today, the left's original hoax. And folks, they're hoaxes like Russia collusion or society-wide lies that induce anxiety. And we literally have half the country thinks they narrowly escape their democracy. They don't even live in a democracy and they don't know. They live in a republic. Narrowly escape their democracy being taken over to coup by Vladimir Putin. None of that actually happened. This has led all the way to the bill we have right now. So I thought I would concoct a more honest marketing campaign for the $61 billion bill. See, because, hey, support Ukraine. What's Ukraine? I don't know. There's some nice people who live there. It's like a charity. Just give them some money. Print $61 billion for them. Because we don't actually have this money. It's going to have to be printed and borrowed. Okay. But Ukraine. Well, what if it had marketing that was more honest? What would this bill be called? The go to war with Russia bill. See, getting into a war with Russia is not cheap. You have to spend a lot of your children and grandchildren's money. I'd love to see the polls on that one. Hey, excuse me, do you support? Yes, we're calling this after you to find out. You support to go to war with Russia bill? Would you like to? Why don't you want to go to war with Russia? Come on, it'll be great. You know, they're nuclear armed, you know. This, folks, is not a Ukraine bill. This is a go to war with Russia bill. That is what it is for. Go to war with Russia. When you pump this money into Ukraine, and by the way, we just announced we're sending more advisors. What do? You're trying to get into a war with Russia. You are risking spiraling this thing into a war with Russia. A war with Russia, folks, is not like a war with Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya. Those are not nuclear armed countries. Russia is. I'd just love to see the polling on that. Would you, excuse me, do you think we should spend $60 billion? Should we print and borrow it? Don't worry, you'll pay at the grocery store and higher inflated prices because of inflation. Do you think that we should try to get in a war with Russia? Yeah, well, it costs that $60 billion. So how would you like to pay? In the grocery store? At the grocery store, you just go ahead and put it on your grandkids' tab. Well, wait, I don't want a war with Russia. Well, that's what you're voting for. That's what you're voting for. And folks, they are dead serious about a war with Russia. They are not messing around about a war with Russia. They're not. I mean, I've been through the evidence with you in recent months, and it's really scary. A 90,000-strong NATO army deployed in January, including our troops, and they deployed them to Poland to drill for a ground war in Ukraine. Why would we need to drill for a ground war in Ukraine? Because, folks, if Biden wins, we are going to have a ground war in Ukraine. How do we know? You should read Senator J.D. Vance's piece. And it talks about there are literally not enough Ukrainian men left to fight this war. It doesn't matter if we give them $120 billion, $300 billion. They're dead. The average age now of a soldier on the ground is 42. That's the average age. Well, who's going to fight? Who do you think? Who do you think is going to fight? They're not going to do this before the election. Why would you have a 90,000 strong NATO force drilling starting in January in Poland in preparation for a ground war? And then remember what happened. This folks, I'm telling you how dangerous this is, okay? This is not a joke. They are laughing, cheering, and waving Ukrainian flags from the floor of the House in a way. You know, Democrats would never wave a U.S. flag. They'd never be caught with a U.S. flag in their hand. They wouldn't. So what do we just have? We just had the leader of Slovakia, they're a member of NATO, blow the whistle on these fools and say, listen, these leading global nations of NATO are planning a ground war in Ukraine. He's trying to warn us. This is what they talk about. So he blew the whistle on them. That forced Germany and America and UK to go, that's no, silly. We're not planning a ground war. We just deployed 90,000 troops because it's fun out there to play G.I. Joes. Now they're planning a ground war. But France and Macron didn't do that. They didn't say, oh, he just misunderstood, silly. We're not planning World War III. Macron went, yeah, we're planning World War III pretty much. And then Macron said, you know what? We're going to send 20,000 French soldiers. What, to Poland? No, Ukraine. Okay, folks, they're all in NATO. So if a NATO nation gets attacked, we are obliged to defend them. So Macron says, hey, we're going to send 20,000 French soldiers. Russia says, okay, you could send them, but we're going to target them. And then a couple of other nations said, hey, we'll let the French lead a force of 60,000. Where? On Ukrainian soil. Those are NATO members on Ukrainian soil. They are going to drag us into this conflict. That's why they need the money. They need to keep it going past the election so they can all get in it. Why? Because they don't even think these people are so stupid. They don't even know why. All they know is that the number two biggest group on the Hill that writes checks is the military-industrial complex, in particular, weapons producers and contractors. And they are desperate. The contractors are desperate. They've been out of work since Joe Biden handed Afghanistan to the Taliban and the Chinese so they could have the lithium mine, sell the lithium back to us at inflated prices. That's what Hunter got paid for. Anyway, they've been out of work since then. We had, just a few years ago, 5 million people working on building the weapons of war in this country for contractors. We had 3 million. Now it's 1 million. It's like 1.1. J.D. Vance wrote a great piece on it, and he's got all kinds of citations. The Senator J.D. Vance, you should read it. So what do they need? Well, these contractors are desperate. They need a war. They love the idea of a Russia war, because that's going to be a real dangerous war. We're going to have to pour a lot of money into that. So what? So everybody in Congress is getting calls from the lobbyists from these people saying, look, we can get you. We'll hold a fundraiser for you. We're just broke right now. We really need you to print some money for some kind of conflict in Ukraine. And then the contractors go in there. They're like, you know, not officially with us. That's who's fighting Russia now, because all the Ukrainians are dead. By the way, you know why I think they funded the Border Patrol $300 million? Do you realize our Congress just funded the Border Patrol of Ukraine while cutting detention beds here? 7,900 are on the chopping block to be cut. But the Border Patrol of Ukraine gets $300 million. Nobody's trying to break into Ukraine, y'all. What do they need Border Patrol for? To catch the people fleeing the draft. Because they don't want to fight. So who's going to fight? Us. You can see on Rumble, I'm winking one of my eyes. Us. Why? What do? We don't formally send troops in there. We don't pull up and drop them off. No, we send contractors in. That's who does this. And they want the money, and they want the money ahead of the election. They want to know there's going to be a war. They want to know there's going to be a war after the election so they can make some money. And nobody here is going, wait, isn't Russia nuclear armed? Like, is this a good idea? No, they're just going, hey, I need some contributions for my campaign. This very nice military-industrial complex contractor would like to really max out to me right now. So I need a war. Are we just going to vote for the Ukraine war? And they're all going to cheer while raving Ukraine flag. Folks, this is not the Ukraine bill. This is the go to war with Russia bill. Do we really want to go to war with Russia? I bet you if you pulled it that way, huge majorities would say no. Here's the Democrats again, cheering and waving their Ukrainian flags. Because you know what? We totally aren't going to actually end up in a war with Russia. We'll just attack Russia a little more. We'll just attack them some more and some more and some more and some more. Make them feel good and cornered. It'll be fine. It's nice. It'll work out great, right? Right? Clapping for the war with Russia bill. But this is a suicidal civilization we live in right now. You know what the most galling thing is about these Democrats on the floor of the House? Waving their Ukrainian flags, chanting Ukraine, is that they would never be caught dead. These same Democrats, they would never be caught, ever be caught on the floor of the House waving a U.S. flag. You know it. I know it. I mean, look at what the Democrats have been doing just in the last 2 weeks in New York. A lot of the fire trucks, like the precinct fire trucks in New York, still have the thin red line flag. If you've ever seen the thin blue line flag, you know, it's a U.S. flag and it's got red through it, which symbolizes firefighters, right? Just a U.S. flag with a red stripe through it. The police flag is a U.S. flag with a blue stripe through it. Then blue line, then red line, right? We used to all be able to agree that we liked American firefighters, but can't anymore. Anyway, you had a Democrat city council person trying to force, and actually did force for a while, these fire departments to take down their thin red line flag because it was triggering. Okay, so the Democrat part, they're never going to be seen with an American flag on the floor of Congress. That's never going to happen. That would be a thing of shame. It might go viral, could hurt their reelection chances. And in case you doubt me, you think, oh, you're just exaggerating. You say mean things about Democrats for a living. They don't really value Ukraine over the U.S. Oh, yes, they do. Here's Representative Gerald Connolly explaining why Ukraine security must come before our own, never mind the 300 terrorists we caught at the border or the two that Biden administration allowed in that we know of to wander around, both of them, for a year before anyone picked them up.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking...
Okay. Uh-huh. Ukraine's border comes first. You will never catch these same Congress members, Democrat Congress members, with a flag. You won't see the flag at their house. You're not going to see the flag in their hand on the floor. This is why they use every other flag under the sun except our own. And now literally other countries' security is a priority. Unbelievable. All right, Freddie's up next. Have a great rest of the day.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.